Вы настроены на FM 101.9.
Watch the bright stars, see the moon. Watch the bright stars, make you move. Watch the bright stars, see the moon. Watch the bright stars, make you move. Stay.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Skakulia, Talitin, Homasquim, Mustayo.
Hi, everyone. You are listening to Too Dreamy on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional unceded territories of the Musqueam people here in the area commonly known as UBC Point Grey. My name is Audrey, and I have some special co-hosts today, the band Hyena. I'm going to pass it off to you all to introduce yourselves.
I'm Sophie. I am the lead singer and guitar player of Hyenas.
I'm Jen, and I play the drums.
Hello, I'm Jessie, and I play bass.
Hey, everybody listening, the moms and the fans. I'm Luvia, and I play synth.
That was a long introduction.
Yeah. To the moms and the fans.
To moms and the fans.
Yeah. We're really excited to be on Too Dreamy. We decided to open the show with our dreamiest song, Written in the Stars, from our EP that came out in February.
Sophie and Audrey have this curated today. Yeah. I'm very excited.
We do. We have everything written out.
Yeah. We're planners.
Yeah, we thrive on being organized.
I love that song. We usually close the show out with that song. It's such a great... So, but today we're opening.
Yeah. You never know what's going to happen.
You don't know. We don't know what's going to happen.
Yes. Is it over? Do we go home now? Yeah. Yeah, so we're really excited to be here. This is to mostly promote our EP release show, Album Release Party, which is happening March 25th at the Fox Cabaret on Main Street with Cardiograms and Kim Mortal.
Woo-hoo. Yeah.
And we're really excited for this hour to play some songs live in studio, play some recorded songs off the EP, play some influences from other artists that we love.
Yes.
And tell some bad dad jokes along the way if you can. That's kind of our brand. Our
I'm mostly anyways. Excited about the dad jokes. Okay.
Now I've set the bar too high.
Yeah. Yes. Now just the whole hour you're going to be sweating. Yeah. Like
Googling like, dad jokes. Like, oh, can't say that one.
And you'll have a song that you're going to start us off with playing live, right?
Yeah, so we're going to play live the song Little Trophy, which is the title track of the EP. And this song started... it was inspired by a bass line that Jessie wrote. We're definitely very collaborative in the writing process. So Jessie brought in this bass line, and then we built the song around it. And the lyrics were inspired by, you know, we write about what we know. And you know, as queer women, you know, we have unfortunately experienced some, you know, sexual objectification, and most of our peers and friends have as well. And this song is a call out against that, because stop it.
Yeah.
Just stop it.
You know, it's kind of crazy. Like, I grew up in the 90s, and I'm at a place in my life now where I'm like, oh, we don't have to live and work in toxic environments anymore. And so I love this song, Sophie, for that. It's definitely a call out.
Yeah. And this is San's bass line, even though we have just talked about how the song was around the bass line. Today we are doing the acoustic guitar version, unplugged. So you'll have to hear the bass line by going to our Bandcamp or Spotify to hear what we actually sound like
for
in this
sure.
song.
I
remember
the show.
I saw a pie chart once, and it was like people's responses when you tell people they play the bass, and like a tiny sliver was, oh, that sounds cool and hard, and the rest of it was slap of the bass.
Yes.
I get that comment more than I would like to say.
Yeah. Offensive.
Yeah. Let's play a song.
Okay, here we go. This is Little Trophy acoustic version.
You think you've got my whole world, but nothing more.
Amazing.
Thank you. Thanks, Audrey. We don't usually get to do acoustic stuff, so this is a fun little experiment for us to strip down the songs and show you a little something different.
Totally. One thing that we've got going on that we're really excited about that's kind of been a work in progress for the last couple months is our first official music video is coming out next week. And Luvia, do you want to chat a little bit about that?
Yes, I was really excited. The band let me have the reins on this one, so I got to direct. I'm also in the film industry and I'm an actor and I really want to direct. And so I was really grateful that the band's like, sure, here, take the keys to the car. But please don't break it. And I can actually say, I don't think I broke it. It's a great music video. I'm really stoked. We got funding from Creative BC, which was fantastic. It always helps to pay people when they come and work for you. Yeah, it's nice. This thing that's catching on in the world, paying for art and paying for people to help you. So, the music video, I really wanted to, I wanted it to be playful. I wanted to invite people a little bit into our lives. We're best friends. We're two couples. So we've got this energy that I really wanted to try to translate into the music video. And hopefully when people watch it, they'll get to know us a little bit, or a heightened version of us. And then I wanted to play with reality and illusions, which is one of Sophie's great lines in the song, what's the line I'm thinking?
Is it real or an illusion?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of pulled from that. And I wanted to do sleight of hand, visual trickery, if you will, camera tricks. So, we've got it all in the music video. And I have to say, I'm very proud of it.
It's very cool.
It's come together really well. And it's cool because, I mean, being in a band, really great things. You know, it's great to kind of be living this creative life. And it also is just such a vessel for new experiences. There's so many things that I would have never done before if it hadn't been for being in a band. And I feel like this video is one of them. We had a stunt coordinator. We had a 3-person stunt team.
Yeah. Wow.
And we got to be harnessed in to these rigs because we're getting kind of thrown up into the air. And it was a tiny bit scary.
You were great. And Sophie and Jesse had to have their guitars while they were doing it. So Jen only had to have her drumsticks.
I know. Bringing up the rear.
But you were like dangerously close to your drums too. So I didn't think of it. I was like, yeah, it'll be fine. And then I asked my band to throw themselves in the air and they did. You didn't hesitate.
Well, and that's why we had a very skilled stunt coordinator, right. Maya Arrow, who we trusted with our lives completely.
Literally.
Who is actually was Luvia's stunt double, right? In Continuum, the show that she was in.
So that we were in good hands. But were you ever nervous, Jen?
It was more, I wasn't during our rehearsal, but then being set up and rigged right in front of a drum kit, and it was like getting lifted in the air, like literally, one, it was like, what do I do with my arms? I'm having to look like an idiot.
Common question.
Just being pulled up. Yeah. I know. They just like, it was like I was holding invisible suitcases. Mm. Just getting pulled into the air like a sack of potatoes.
But then also it's like, oh, if I come down hard, I'm going to break my face on this drum set. So, but then, yeah, I don't know. But then everyone's there and watching you. And it was, there were safety protocols.
Yeah, yeah.
And my mom was doing craft services. Woo-hoo! And watching all of this. Yeah. Wouldn't have happened without you.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to watch this video. Should we play the song?
Yes, let's play it.
All right. So who wants to introduce the song?
Oh, yeah. this is Another Level by Hyenas on
CITR.
Thank you.
In the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has a naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. start rescue breathing, and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe.
The AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre, the SASC, is a free and confidential service which provides support to those who experience sexual assault, intimate partner violence, and harassment. We provide services to folks of all genders, including students, staff, faculty, and those who have a connection to the UBC Vancouver campus. We provide crisis and short-term emotional support, legal, medical, and campus-related advocacy, and outreach and educational programs. We are located in the Student Nest, room 3130. For more information on our hours of operation and other resources and services, please go to our website, amssasc.ca, or visit our Facebook page, AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre.
Back, everyone.
Hello. If you're just tuning in, we're Hyenas. We are a local Vancouver band who has our EP release show March 25th
at the Fox.
And we're celebrating the recent release of our EP, and the song we're gonna play next is an alt version. An unplugged version that's coming out next week as well. We got to work with local producer Catherine Hiltz, who's a very talented individual. They played bass on the last Tegan and Sarah record, two Tegan and Sarah records ago.
I think so.
Something like that. And have gotten into producing, and it was such a pleasure to work with them. They wrote this slightly complicated guitar part that I had to learn. And they're a cellist, and I am... I did grow up playing violin, so there's some strings on there, and it's kind of a cool reimagining of one of our tracks from the album. And then right after we play this version, we'll play you the studio version so you can kind of get a taste of the two flavors.
Nice. So excited.
So this is It's Not Up to Me Unplugged.
Set the wildfire free.
deserve.
Whoa.
Oh, great.
Shakers. Shakers.
They come apart. So that's, there's two?
You can't see this in Radioland, but
which is now we're going to play the...
Yes, the studio version.
The studio
now.
Version. Who wants to introduce the studio version?
This is It's Not Up to Me, live on CITR. It helps if I turned on the microphone.
Now we are here.
Now we've arrived.
Yeah, so we were just listening to It's Not Up to Me by the Hyenas from the album Little Trophy, and they are here.
We're here.
Yes. Take two.
Thank you. Yay. Yes, we're here, and we are queer.
It's true. These are facts.
You know, those two rhyme.
We were nicknamed Lesbian ABBA.
Oh,
yeah, that's right.
Not so much because of our sound, but because of the dynamic.
Of a band of two couples.
Yeah, Jesse and Luvia got married 84 years ago.
We did.
About that. Yeah.
In lesbian years.
Yes.
Exactly. Right? You multiply, but what is it?
Like 4 years.
Yeah.
And we're getting married in July.
We are.
Oh, my goodness.
But we are actually here to promote our show,
not our wedding.
Don't come to
our wedding.
Yes.
city's invited.
Yeah.
We just released our debut EP in February. It's called Little Trophy. You can find it pretty much everywhere. But we're having our big release album release show coming up on March 25th. It's a Saturday at the Fox Cabaret on Main Street. And we're playing with two really awesome bands. One is Cardiograms. They're from Calgary. And Kim Mortal, which is a local hero. We met Kim Mortal at Fernie Pride this summer when we played with them. And we're just so excited that they're on this bill with us. So if you're in town on March 25th, you don't want to miss this show. And I believe we're going to play a Kim Mortal song right now.
Followed by Cardiograms.
Yeah, so this is This Dyke by Kim Mortal here on CITR.
Time.
You were just listening to Cardiograms and Kim Mortal on CITR. And we are Hyenas. We are your local indie rock synth pop queer band. And we have our EP release March 25th at The Fox. And those two bands, Cardiograms and Kim Mortal, will be joining us for that super fun party night.
I feel like you've taken lessons on how to speak. Like,
I know. That was impressive.
That was very impressive.
It's like when I hear you on your work calls. It's like, oh, it's Jen's work voice.
Yeah. Hi. Yeah, I'm so happy to be talking to you today.
Yeah. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, then. I'm so excited for our EP release show, like our album release show. I can't wait.
Long time coming.
Yeah, it has felt like such a journey. We first started recording this EP September of 2021.
Wow.
We recorded two tracks at Monarch Studios with Elisa Pansang, and then we went to Rain City in April of last year, April 2022, and recorded four more with Jesse Gander.
Wow.
And nice. Who's a local punk and metal kind of legend. And
totally.
Even though we are neither punk nor metal,
we're just legends in our own minds.
We're legends. Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. And yeah, when we first started writing, definitely some of our influences were bands like the Go-Go's, the Beaches, and Metric were kind of three big influences from us. And Jesse and Elisa both really kind of helped us hone our sound, and we're really proud of this debut that we are presenting to you all.
That was lovely. Yes. I have nothing to contribute except when I joined this band a little bit later. And for anyone who doesn't know, we're two couples. And so when I joined the band, I was like, you know, trying to figure out what's my contribution here. And we're still trying to figure out our sound and our brand and our look and, you know, always talking about that kind of stuff. What's the story that we're telling? And at the same time, I just happened to be binge watching Golden Girls, and I really saw a crossover. and so every chance I get, I like to plug that the Golden Girls are a strong influence for our band. In which way, I'm not quite sure, except maybe the sassiness, the friendship.
We did have a discussion of who is who.
Oh yeah, that's right.
All I remember is I'm Dorothy.
Yes, you're definitely Dorothy.
And then who
is Jen?
Jesse's Blanche.
I mean, I tend to get the Blanche card all the time.
Yeah,
I don't know what you're trying to say.
Because you're classy.
Me, but I'll take
classy.
It.
Yeah, classy lady.
Blanche owns that home, right?
Yeah.
Like she's the boss lady. Yeah.
You look so rich.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I see. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, and then Sophie.
Sophia.
Yeah, because you're, I think, the shortest in the band.
The shortest,
yeah,
too.
But ironically, the youngest.
Yeah. Yes.
So,
although Sophia was much younger,
the actress.
That's true.
Yeah, that is true. So there you go.
And so now it's become our pre-show ritual. We sing the Golden Girls theme song before every show in a little huddle, and you know what? It works. It just helps us. Because we are a band of best friends and who also happen to be two couples, but we have known each other for a long time and we kind of are like the Golden Girls in that way.
Aww. Yeah. Get to bed early.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
So that makes me Rose, and I love the fact that I get to be Rose because Rose is so beautifully naive. She's not dumb. She's just, you know, ignorant about a few things. And I feel like that all the time. I feel like every morning I wake up, I'm like, it's a new world. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what I'm doing. And I'm making it up as I go along. And so far, it's working.
You definitely see the best in people and are willing to try anything.
Yes.
It's true. At least twice. Because the first time, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah. I'm also a Rose, so I'm so
happy. Oh! We're like Rose kindred spirits.
Yeah,
you
get like a BuzzFeed quiz.
Totally.
Yes, totally.
And a couple other things that brought us together, but also that we do on our own is Jen and Sophie are in another band.
Yes, let's boast about Jen and Sophie.
Yeah, because we want to play one of their songs as well.
Yeah. They're in a band called Wrong. And, I mean, if you've ever had a chance to see them play live, they'll blow your socks off. It's super entertaining. But I'm a big fan of both of you because you're super talented musicians.
Oh,
and like, so it's just great to be in a band with you, but then also to get to go watch you play in Wrong. Well, maybe we should just let the song speak for itself.
Mm-hmm.
This is 10, 12, 13 by Wrong on CITR.
We got nothing to lose. Our passions are not fuel, right? Let's take a move.
ta-ta.
Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it. If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience, we'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again. I could be you.
How'd it go? Are we down with them?
No. They must have seen you.
I don't have any friends and you can too. Tune into Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM every Tuesday at 4 p.m. if you're a f***ing dork.
I specifically said no geeks.
But my mom says I'm cool.
Thank you.
vocal band Not Sisters, and I had the pleasure of lending my vocals to part of that track as well. So we wanted to give it a play. If you're just tuning in, we are Hyenas. We are here talking about our EP release show. It's March 25th at the Fox Cabaret. If you've been listening for this whole hour, we're sorry that we've said it 45,000 times, but we're really excited about it. We hope you can make it. We've got about 100 tickets sold, so I think that's officially a party.
Yes.
So you want to get yours before it's too late. It's on Eventbrite. You can follow us on all socials. We're at Hyenas Band. Hyenas is spelled H-Y-A-E-N-A-S Band, but our name is Hyenas. Not Hyenas Band. Just FYI.
And the show is not a super late show, which is great because then you can still go home and watch Golden Girls.
What? Yeah, it's an early show too.
Yeah, doors at 7, music just slightly after that,
what?
And 10:15 curfew.
We did it for you, Audrey.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I have to go home and watch my Housewives. Yes,
and we did it for Jamie Lee Curtis, who's been asking for earlier
That's
shows.
Right.
I don't know if you saw
that.
On yeah.
So Jamie Lee Curtis, if you're listening,
you should come to our show.
Totally.
Please do. So we wanted to play you out. Thank you so much, Audrey, for
Yay.
Having us.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure to be on Too Dreamy.
It's been so much fun. Please come back again. Yay. Please visit.
For sure.
And I'll be playing songs from the EP leading up to the release, too.
Great.
Thank yeah. you.
So this is another track from the EP. It's called For the Birds.
And it's about smashing the patriarchy.
Boom, Yay.
Boom.
And just to my regular listeners, I love you all so much. And we'll be back next week every Sunday at 6 o'clock for Too Dreamy. And thank you again to Hyenas. And yeah, here's For the Birds, CITR. Just fine.
Ta-ta.
Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it. If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience, we'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again. I could be you.
What is this?
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants!
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this!